From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Hannah Haynes. The new mayor of St. Louis is calling for the city to be a leader in addressing racial inequality as thousands of people protest the acquittal of a white former police officer in the fatal shooting of a black suspect. But Mayor Lyda Crewson, who is white, faces criticism from those who want her to do more and others who want strong support for police or insist racism is not an issue. Crewson won the Democratic mayoral primary in March after dominating the city's mostly white south side. Three black candidates split the vote on the predominantly black north side. More freshmen than expected arrived at MU this year, but overall numbers were still lower than last year's freshman class. The Columbia Missourian reports in 2017, more than 4,000 freshmen were enrolled. This number is higher than the total MU estimated in May, but it's below the 2016 numbers of nearly 6,000 freshman students. This year, MU has its lowest total enrollment since 2008. However, MU has more first-year students, including more Missourians, than any other university in the state. Enrollment matters because tuition and fees make up one of the two main ways MU generates revenue. The other is state funding, which continues its long-term decline. Columbia City Council unanimously voted Monday to approve a resolution expressing support for the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. Ward 3 council member Carl Scullah said the council's intent is to protect water sources.
But this primarily is making a statement to suggest that this issue about Standing Rock and those battles, jurisdictional battles and legal battles, may affect our water resources, and we're very concerned about that kind of thing.
Mayor Brian Treese said the resolution doesn't bind the council into any action or appropriation of money. St. Louis police could be wearing body cameras within 60 to 90 days. After a contentious meeting yesterday, the St. Louis Board of Estimate and Apportionment voted to begin a free one-year trial while pursuing a longer contract. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports many details of the contract are not final, including privacy concerns and an agreement with the police union. During the meeting, board members yelled at each other, and the crowd shouted down two board members who expressed concerns with the contract. Board of Aldermen President Lewis Reed said Axon could provide up to 1,300 cameras and other equipment for free for a year. At the end of the year, the city could return the equipment or pay $1,000 per camera to continue using them. I'm Hannah Haynes, KBIA News, Columbia.